Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood hype man extraordinaire. Welcome back to another dose of The Discipline Switch, the podcast where we tackle those mental roadblocks head on, turn self-doubt into fuel, and basically level up our lives. Today's topic is a big one, something we all grapple with at some point, fear and anxiety. Ever felt like your brain is playing those what-if scenarios on repeat, leaving you paralyzed? Or maybe that tightness in your chest when facing a challenge? Yeah, I get it. Trust me, I've been there. But here's the good news. We can actually rewire our thinking and build resilience against these negative feelings. And guess what? We can do it with something as simple and powerful as positive affirmations. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another self-help cliche, hear me out. Positive affirmations aren't about denying reality or pretending everything is sunshine and rainbows. They're about consciously choosing to focus on the good, building belief in ourselves, and ultimately shifting our mindset from fear to empowerment. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, and thoughts are seeds. What you choose to plant determines what grows. So why not cultivate a garden of positive beliefs instead of letting fear take root? Here are five key takeaways that can help you harness the power of affirmations. 1. Specificity is key. Vague affirmations like, I am happy, don't pack the same punch as specific ones like, I am confident in my ability to handle this challenge. Tailor your affirmations to address your specific fears and anxieties. Instead of just saying, I am not afraid, try something like, I am brave enough to step outside my comfort zone. 2. Present tense power. When crafting affirmations, use the present tense as if what you're saying is already true. Saying, I will be confident doesn't have the same impact as, I am confident. By phrasing it in the present tense, you start to believe it and make it a reality. 3. Repeat, 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 repeat. Like any new skill, consistency is key. Make affirmations part of your daily routine. Write them down, say them out loud, or even visualize them while repeating them. The more you repeat them, the more they sink into your subconscious mind and start to shape your beliefs. 4. Believe what you say. This might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Affirmations aren't just words. They're a powerful tool for self-programming. To truly benefit, you need to believe in what you're saying. Start with affirmations that resonate with you and gradually expand your repertoire. 5. Feel the feeling. When you repeat an affirmation, try to genuinely feel the emotions associated with it. Imagine yourself as confident, brave, or peaceful. This emotional connection amplifies the power of your affirmations. Think about that time you had a major presentation at work, or maybe even a first date. You probably felt butterflies in your stomach, right? Fear and anxiety are natural responses to new situations. But what if instead of letting those feelings consume you, you could reframe them as excitement? I am excited for this opportunity to shine. Or, this is my chance to learn and grow. See the difference? By choosing empowering affirmations, we can literally change our emotional landscape. Let me give you a real-life example. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who's been dreaming of showcasing her work in a gallery exhibition. But she's plagued by self-doubt. What if people don't like my art? What if I'm not good enough? This fear could easily paralyze her. But what if Sarah started using affirmations like, my art is unique and worthy of being shared, or I am a talented artist with something valuable to offer the world? By consciously choosing positive thoughts, Sarah can start to overcome her fear and build confidence in her abilities. She might still feel nervous, but now those nerves are accompanied by excitement and determination. So remember, my friends, Overcoming fear and anxiety isn't about becoming fearless. It's about facing our fears with courage, knowing that we have the power to choose our mindset. Start small, be consistent, and believe in the magic of positive affirmations. You got this. Want to dive deeper into this? Share your favorite affirmation in the comments below, or let me know what challenges you're facing that you want help tackling with positive thinking. And don't forget to subscribe to The Discipline Switch, so you never miss an episode where we continue to unlock our potential and live more fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.